Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Warwick Quinn. I am the Chief Executive Officer of Manningham City Council. It is my pleasure to welcome you to this meeting of Council. I will introduce the members of Council's Executive Management Team first. Lee Harrison, Director of Assets and Engineering. Chris Potter, Director of Community Programs. Teresa Dominic, Director of Planning and Environment. And Philip Lee, Director of Shared Services. I will now call the councillors into the chamber by their respective wards. Heidi Ward, Councillor Jeff Goff, Councillor Jim Griver Christopoulos, Councillor Michelle Kleinart, Kunong Ward, Councillors Dot Haynes, and Councillor Stephen O'Brien, Mullum Mullum Ward, Councillors Meg Downey, Councillor Sophie Galbally, Councillor Paul McClish. And would you please stand for Her Worship the Mayor of Manningham, Councillor Jennifer Yang.
Let's pray. Almighty God, we pray for your blessing upon this council. Help and prosper its work for the advancement and benefit of its people, so that peace and happiness, unity and justice may be established among us all. Amen. Manningham City Council acknowledges the Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we know as Manningham. We pay our respects to Wurundjeri elders past and present and value the ongoing contribution to the cultural heritage of Manningham. I welcome all members of the public here tonight to this council meeting. I also like to recognize and welcome former councillor Mr. Graham McLean presenting tonight. Manningham Council would also like to acknowledge the contribution made to Manningham over the years by people of diverse backgrounds and cultures. All council meetings are controlled by a meetings procedure local law. I will introduce each item of business as listed in the agenda by calling it by number and by reading the title. I will then call for a mover and seconder of a motion of the item before opening any debate. Only councillors are able to join the debate on an item. Councillors may adopt the officer's recommendation in the report or propose amendments and supplementary motions. I draw your attention to two opportunities for you to ask questions tonight. Verbal question time allows people who registered prior to the meeting to ask questions, but only about issues which are not on the agenda. Written questions are dealt with towards the end of the meeting, and this can be about any issue, including items on tonight's agenda. Item two, apologies for absence and the granting of a leave of absence.
Apologies?
No apologies. Item three, prior notification of a conflict of interest. Are there any notifications of a conflict of interest?
Yes, Councillor Stephen O'Brien for item 10.5 on the agenda relating to amendment C102 Montgomery Street proposal for his own land. Consideration of panel adoption of amendment, the interest being an indirect interest of close association.
Thank you. Item 4, confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on 29th March 2016 and the confidential minutes held on 29th March 2016. Do I have a mover and seconder? Move, Councillor Griver Christopoulos.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. That the minutes of the ordinary meeting of Council held on 29th of March 2016 and the confidential minutes held on 29th of March 2016 be confirmed.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Downey. Councillor Griver Christopoulos.
Nothing to add to me.
Councillor Downey, anyone speak against? Not put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Lights carried. Item 5, verbal questions from the public.
Yes, there are three questions.
Okay, we've got three people registered tonight. The first one is Mark Casey. Mark, yes.
Thank you very much.
the fact that Ball and Kemp Stoke Career Club is the fastest growing club in Manningham, the only club offering a dedicated cricket girls program, and yet we're constrained by unsafe, outdated cricket nets and female unfriendly change rooms. My question to council is, what opportunities exist for information you made available to the council in the short term for us to be able to address some of our issues at the career club?
Thank you. Officer. So you may be...
Lee, would you like to comment?
No, look, through you, Madam Mayor, I'll take that one on notice and get back to the general.
Okay. So thank you very much for the question. I think we certainly understand the importance of that, and Mr. Harrison would take a note, take a question on note and give it back to you again. Thank you very much for the question. And the second one, Mr. David Warnizer. David?
Point of order, Madam Mayor. Can we get to the question?
Yeah. So, sorry to interrupt you. So, I think the question is, what's your question? Yeah, I think it's two. Thank you. Mr. Harrison, would you like to comment on, I think that's an early question before that.
It's a pretty complex response. I'm going to leave this up.
Pretty complex response, which I'm more than happy to get back to the gentleman with more details, but it's not just about the bins and the fact that they are deteriorating, and we can give figures on how many we've had to replace over recent years. Also a decision that was made many, many years ago when the reserve was set aside based on the expected life of the bins. So it is quite a long history and it needs a detailed response, and I'll take it on notice to get back in with more information.
Thank you very much. The next person is Graham McMahon.
In that In that notice of intention to lease 385 Manningham Road, Doncaster, and sublease 371 Manningham Road, Doncaster, that was advertised in the Manningham Reader of 4th of April 2016. If this lease goes ahead, this council will effectively be handing over 25 to 30 million, in my estimate, and probably more, for nothing, to an unelected NGO group. And I only have to assume that this lease is for the Manningham Centre Association, because it doesn't appear in the advertisement. Now, this matter has a long history. It started more than 10 years ago, around 10 years ago. Possibly a little bit.
Could you short a little bit about the statement and get into the questions?
Yes, I'll get to the questions. As I indicated.
Yeah, I understand.
I will get to the questions. But I think the background is important.
Point of order, Madam Chair. This is an opportunity for people to ask questions of the council. It's not an opportunity for people to wander into the chamber and make public statements. That isn't the point of this proposition. I don't mind a lead-in statement, but I'm not here to listen to a novel regurgitating the history of council. I'd like to hear a question, please.
Madam Mayor,
thank you.
I find that those remarks highly insulting. I've come here.
Okay.
I would ask the councillor to withdraw them and listen instead of standing up and trying to silence.
This is a time for the verbal questions. I really want to hear your questions. Yeah. So what's the questions? Please.
The question is, is the council aware that if this lease that is so described goes ahead, effectively, this council is giving away $25 to $30 million worth of ratepayers' funds for nothing. And I'm quite prepared to explain the background of that. I have already written to councillors in September last year.
So do you want us to answer your question about just what you asked before? Because we do need to know what's your questions.
Madam Mayor, point of order. We have a heavy agenda tonight. Can we just get to the
Councillor, please. This is a verbal question time from the public. Anyone from the public have the right to asking questions. That's why we set up this verbal question
time.
We're
not asking a question, Madam Mayor. We've point of ordered him twice. He's making statements. Okay, go on, sorry. I'm interrupting.
I'm still waiting for the apology.
Sorry. I'm not here to entertain all these. We just want your question so we can answer your question. Thank you.
My question then is the council aware that if this lease goes ahead, which presumably...
Okay, so can I answer this question first, whether we are aware of that? Mr. Porters, could you...
Again, this is a very complex question. Council is aware of Mr. McMillan's statement. There's been detailed correspondence previously that's been responded to and will be responded to again. So I'll take the particular question on notice and get back in more detail. It is a complex issue, take a long time to go through all of the detail tonight. So we will be responding accordingly. And also there is a process like bit where through those questions could get raised in a special committee.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Sorry. I don't think... Actually.
Supplementary. To the lease. As Chris Potter has pointed out, this has been going on for 10 years. So, but it is actually quite simple. But in correspondence, I asked for copies of the lease because... make a
Okay, so your question is whether you can get a copy of the lease, is that correct? Mr. Porter, would you like to...
Through you, Madam Mayor. I understand. Okay. Thank you very much for your questions, Mr. McMillan. I've noted there's been serious correspondence between yourself and council's officers. In terms of the questions you're asking tonight, they're multi-layered, and I think the best way to deal with them will be in a written response. So we'll take that question on notice and get back to you in the prescribed time frame.
Okay. Thank you. Let's move on to the next item, item six, presentations. Do you have any presentations tonight? No, thank you. Yeah. Item seven, petitions. There's no petitions tonight. Item eight, admission of urgent business. Okay. Item nine, planning permit applications. Do you have any planning? Okay. No planning applications. Item 10, planning and environment. Item 10.1, Manningham City Council Food Security Plan 2016 to 2021. Do I have a mover and seconder?
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Haynes. Councillor O'Brien.
Yes, Madam Mayor. Council officers have developed a food safety plan 2016 to 2021 to address food security needs in the Manningham community. This next bullet point does quite sadden me and surprise me, councillors, that the most recent survey of local governments area by the Department of Health estimates 3,400 Manningham residents experience conditions of food insecurity where they have run out of food and cannot afford to buy any more. That's indeed a very sad point. The point, the plan is a key action of securing the future, responding to climate change, peak oil and food century 2012, and the current health city plan 2013 to 2017. The plan has been informed by community consultation, has been informed by community consultation with more than 600 residents, visitors, community organisations, and businesses during 2015. Actions within the plan include capacity building and partnership, food education and raising awareness in the community about the importance of building the food system and providing access to local grown and sourced foods. The plan draws together existing initiatives and provide a platform for partnering with community groups and attracting external funding. I support and encourage my fellow councillors to endorse the food security plan 16 to 21.
Thank you. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just to say that I'm really grateful that we have a community services area that has been working on this for some time during this last year and has put this five-year plan in place. So not only obviously do we need to endorse this plan, we also, the actions that are going to be going forward for the community and the many people that are in need of food and support get what they need from the community, and I'm grateful that we've put something like this in place, and I'm thankful that community services is thinking for outside of the box in this and haven't, and are going to meet the needs of the people.
Thank you. Anyone speak against? Now put a motion, all those in favour, against, that's carried. Item 10.2, Kunan Park Draft Management Plan, endorsement for public exhibition. Do I have a mover?
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Moved by Councillor Haynes. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I I'm thankful that we finally got a draft management plan going out. There has been a lot of discussion prior to this with the different sporting groups and community groups around, and now that we've got a draft management plan going forward, I'm looking forward to having them and others bring forward what they want and hope, and continue to work with the community groups to help this park be what the community around it needs. So I ask that we endorse the public's exhibition.
Thank you. Councillor O'Brien. Anyone speak against? If not, put the motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried.